On this Friday before Christmas, we hear again from StoryCorps. Today's conversation comes from Penelope Simmons and her daughter, Suzanne Wayne. Penelope shared memories of growing up in Louisiana and what life was like with her mom, Coralie Collins, who went by the nickname Shug.
My mother was Shug to everybody. I called her Mama, too, but I called her Shug.
Where did she get her name?
When she was a little kid, she would climb up on the kitchen table and eat sugar out of the sugar bowl. And so they started calling her Sugar. And she loved us, but she was nowhere near a hovering mother. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did run wild.
Now, what's the story about taking target practice?
So my one brother, he would make mother brother put on layers of clothes. And then he'd take a BB gun and shoot him.
But he'd have to run around the yard.
He'd have to run around the yard. I mean, you know, Shug wasn't around all the time. You'd go tell Shug that you'd cut your foot. It could be hanging by a piece of skin. And Shug would go, oh, baby, go get a Band-Aid. You'll be all right. Everybody loved Shug. And everybody would come to the house to see my mama. And they would talk and talk. And I remember as a teenager getting up in the night. It'd be 3 o'clock in the morning. And my mother would be sitting at the table with somebody that had a sad, sad story. And she'd listen to everybody. Mm. I remember seeing this. She had her chin on her hand with one eye open. She was so tired. And somebody would be telling her a story and she'd be going, uh-huh, baby. Yeah, I understand. And she was very beautiful. And she was vain and she would admit that she was vain. You would not see my mother without makeup. And I know when she got really sick, she was worried about how she'd look when she died. I said, Shug, I'm carrying lipstick in my pocket all the time. And I promise you, I will have lipstick on you when you die.
Shug died on December 23rd.
She did.
And we had her funeral on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And all the people showed up at her house for the Christmas Eve party that we've had every year. And I think almost everyone who came knew that she had died. But I remember a man sobbing because he walked in the door and asked, where's Shug? I mean, I was only 13 when she died. But she was an important woman. I'm very lucky to know her.
Suzanne Wayne with her mother, Penelope Simmons, in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Their conversation will be archived, along with all StoryCorps interviews, at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Get the project's podcast at npr.org.